Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the very first full-length episode of the Michigan Golf Podcast. And I say full-length, but this is the first episode, so who knows how long that will be. But again, my name is Garrett Smith. Play golf here in the West Michigan area, just outside of Grand Rapids. And this week on the pod, we are going to be talking competition because now that golf is kind of back underway, competition can get back underway. And I play a ton of competitive golf here, and so we're going to kind of dip into that topic and talk about what's coming up on the calendar, kind of for me personally and for the West Michigan area as far as their amateur events go. But first and foremost, happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. Hope you guys are all out and enjoying the 3-day weekend. Although, I mean, if you've been staying at home and been maybe working from home and doing what you can based on CDC guidelines and for COVID-19 stuff, I kind of lose track of the days myself. And other than doing some work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, it's like every day kind of feels like potentially the weekend in some capacity. But I'm going to pretend I didn't say that out loud just in case my boss listens to this pod. So there's that. But anyway, Memorial Day weekend, like I said, Michigan, this is kind of the first weekend where people head north. People want to get out and they want to go play golf. They want to get the boats out. They want to do some fishing. They want to do anything outdoors. And initially we had some rain in the forecast, but we've been kind of fortunate here to not have the rain that they had forecasted. So I'm sitting here, I just pulled into a driving range, a small course just north of my house, and I'm sitting here under blue skies, a few clouds, wind's blowing a little bit, but it's 75 degrees and sunny, and that beats the heck out of what they're predicting. So we're gonna get some practice in today, because back to the topic of competition, we have a tournament coming up next weekend, the West Michigan Am, which is going to be hosted at the Ravines Golf Club down in Saugatuck. And for those of you that don't know, the West Michigan Am, it's hosted by a really, really awesome organization called the West Michigan Golf Association. And I mean, it doesn't matter, young, old, all ages, all skill levels. I think they might cap events at maybe 10 handicaps. So, but either way, it's an incredible organization that's put together some incredible amateur golf tournaments. I've been playing in them for the last 3 years, ever since my wife and I, we're both from West Michigan, but we moved, after we got married, we moved down to coastal North Carolina, down to Wilmington, and spent a couple of years down there before moving back up here to the Grand Rapids area. And so I've been playing in the West Michigan Am and the West Michigan Golf Association events for the last 3 years. And they have a partnership with a group here called the Watermark Group. And they own a handful of country clubs as well as a couple of public tracks here in the Grand Rapids area. And so between that partnership, we've got some awesome amateur golf events that get played throughout the season. And we're talking 36 to 54 holes, most of the time 36 holes guaranteed, and then they'll cut it to top 30 generally for the final 18. So you do have to play well, and but other than that, I mean, you're looking at $100 entry fees. You're looking at playing some of the premier private clubs in the area, as well as some really, really nice upscale public courses as well. So talking about bang for your buck, I mean, for $100 to get out and get in some good competition and play some great golf courses, you can't beat it. So shout out to the West Michigan Golf Association for doing what you guys do. It's an awesome group of people, and they do a really, really good job, because the people that I know that are involved, it's not their first time or not their full-time job. They're volunteering their time, or they're doing what they can to help out in different aspects. And like I said, they host some awesome events here. And so the first one of the season is the West Michigan Am. Usually it is a spring best ball that they host. So you grab a partner, go out and play 36 holes of best ball golf, and that's a ton of fun. It's a great way to kick off the season. But this year we're going to kick it off with the West Michigan Am at the Ravines. And in years past, that's been a 54-hole tournament, and it kind of kicks off with 36 holes of continuous golf, which is a ton of fun. It's long, and it's a test of endurance. And you do get out there, and it is, they give you a golf cart, so you show up, and it's generally a shotgun start, say maybe around 8 a.m., if I'm not mistaken. But either way, you get out there, and as soon as they blow that horn and you go, you keep going. And so you play golf from, let's say, 8 a.m. until probably 6 p.m. because we're talking 4 or 5 hour rounds, depending on the number of players and the difficulty of the course. And you grab a box lunch at the turn. I mean, you get kind of a midday whenever you pass the clubhouse midday at kind of a time of your convenience when you're making the turn from 9 to 10 or 18 to 1, whatever that may be. You grab a bite to eat, and but you take it to go, and you just keep on trucking. So it's a test. But this year, due to some of the restrictions that they have in place for golf in West Michigan or in the state kind of in general, we're not going to do the 36 holes consecutive on Saturday. They've cut it down to a 36-hole event, so we're going to play 18 on Saturday, 18 on Sunday with no cut, which is cool. Being the first event of the season, there's kind of a thing that coincides with the whole kind of tournament schedule is the Watermark Cup. That's the culmination of the season, really. And so there's a points race all summer long. And so it's pretty awesome to get kind of things start off with a no-cut event, guaranteed points. And the Watermark Cup is really cool because that's at the end of the year. They take, based on the points list, they take the top eight golfers from public courses and the top eight golfers from private clubs that compete in these West Michigan events. And they team you up and they pit you against each other in Ryder Cup format. And so you'll play 18 holes on one day. That's going to be best ball and compete that way. And then you're going to go out and do Sunday singles on a different golf course. And it's all followed up by a really nice dinner that the Watermark Group puts on. And it's all sponsored by them. So it's free to the individuals that qualify. And it's a ton of fun. I played in it a couple years ago, my first year back on the competitive scene here. But so looking forward to that this year as well. It'll be a little bit more of a condensed schedule, but that's okay. But let's kind of touch back on the Ravines. The Ravines Golf Club is, again, down in Saugatuck, Michigan, and it is a really, really cool design. I can't think of who the architect is offhand. I'd have to, if I was there right now, I'd dish that info to you guys. But it's a kind of a Southwest Michigan golf course, as far as location goes, but it gives you all the feels of what you get in Northern Michigan. And so kind of what I mean by that is it's big. You're covering a ton of ground. It's a big piece of property. And what that's allowed them to do is each individual hole is its own individual hole. So it's not like some of the courses you get on where you're seeing everybody and their brother that's out playing. So when you're on one at the Ravines, all you're seeing is hole one. And fairways are big, rough, lots of rough. Most of the holes, probably 12 or so of the holes are tree-lined, but not in the way that it squeezes you in. It's not congested. It doesn't feel claustrophobic. It's just the trees are there, and they're beautiful. They're huge, and they frame all of the holes really, really, really well. But like I said, forgiving landing areas, fairways are wide, greens are big. The course's kind of main defense is the greens and some of the undulations. They do get a little tricky in the green complexes in some ways. And if you find yourself in the wrong spot, you're going to have kind of a tough two-putt due to the size of the putting surfaces. So you do want to kind of be precise there. And again, as kind of you can tell by the name, the Ravines, you are going to have some force carries and some kind of uniquenesses there that are going to test your skills, test your abilities. But either way, looking forward to a really, really fun event and getting the season kicked off because things have been weird. I mean, you guys know. It's Memorial Day weekend and Michigan, really, realistically, we've only been playing golf for, maybe 3.5, maybe 4 weeks if I'm being generous. I can't remember when the governor gave golf courses the green light to actually open. So as a result, I mean, I'm usually playing golf in March here. We're fortunate to get some warm weather at that point in time to tee it up. And I did get in some golf in March, but it wasn't here. I have a good friend of mine that we've been going down to Alabama in March or February the last few years, and we'll go play on the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail just to kind of everybody, I mean, after a long, cold winter, everyone wants to dust the clubs off and go out and have a good time. So everybody kind of looks forward to that. So we go out and play the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail and take advantage of their unlimited golf special at the tail end of the season, which is a ton of fun because we go down there and we'll save that for the Alabama golf podcast. But what they do is each site has 36 holes, 54 holes, somewhere in there. And they all have hotels on site, so they offer really great stay and play packages. And so we'll stay on site. We'll play unlimited golf. It's 36 holes at least. I mean, shoot, we pay one rate, and there have been years where we'll play 54 holes in a day. But this past year, we limited it to 36 because we did some driving in between sites, because you do have to kind of bounce around, and you do get a grand tour of Alabama in the process. But we did that in March. That was a ton of fun, as it always is. And then when we came back, we were just getting into the whole COVID-19 shutdown stage where everyone was kind of locking things up. And that sucked because we're just getting kind of psychologically ramped up to play golf in Michigan at that point. But as a result, no dice. So I've gotten out. I played 18 holes with a group of guys a few weekends ago, which was good. That's the only full 18 holes I've played. I played 9 with a buddy at a course not too far from here. That was kind of unique. They were able to deem themselves a walking sanctuary, which was pretty cool. And what they did is, following CDC guidelines and taking all the necessary precautions, I mean, flags remained in. They had pool noodles in the bottom of the cup to keep the ball from going all the way to the bottom. And 6 feet apart, obviously, you had to maintain that. But they couldn't staff the clubhouse, obviously, or take care of customers. So they put a donation box out front and said, hey, this is what we're doing, 9 holes, X donation, 18 holes, Y donation, anything above and beyond is greatly appreciated. And what they did is they took it and they donated whatever money they made to the kids' food basket here in town, which was an awesome, awesome idea. So I was super stoked to be able to get out and contribute to that and get in 9 holes out there. And wow, it was busy. It was overwhelmingly busy. And everybody was super, super great about kind of being acceptable of kind of the social distancing guidelines and doing what they needed to do to be respectful of other people and kind of take advantage and be in a good place with the opportunity that they had, because golf courses, again, were not open at that time. But this golf course was able to do what they did and still maintain the greens, still maintain the tees and the fairways. And so that was nice. Got in 9 holes doing that. And then I did play maybe 13 or 14 holes with my swing coach a couple of evenings ago. And that's been it, though. I wanted to get out with him just to kind of get another set of eyes on the swing and make sure things were trending in the right direction heading into tournament time, because this season obviously has been very, very different. Usually at this point, I've already got a couple of events under my belt. I play in the USGA stuff. So the US Open local qualifier at Muskegon Country Club is always the first stop, which is a heck of a first tournament in Michigan. I've always really enjoyed it, and it's always been a challenge because it's the first week of May, and who knows what kind of weather you're going to get. Sometimes I've been out there in years past where it's cold, really, really, really cold. Like, I can't hardly feel my fingers cold, and you're trying to qualify through the local stage for the US Open, and it is a test. So, but ton of fun. And then usually at this point, too, I've already got the Michigan Open and the Michigan Am qualifier under my belt. But that has not been able to occur this year. So the Michigan Am, they've still maintained somewhat of their normal schedule. I'll be playing that qualifier on June 4th, so in the coming weeks. But the Michigan Open, they ended up postponing that entire event this year. And as a result, they postponed all the qualifiers. So that's not on my calendar now until the end of July. So plenty of time to get ramped up for that. But what we're doing today is we're going to get out and practice. As like I said, I've only played a few rounds of golf, and I practice a lot of my short game. I practice chipping and putting, as I can usually carve out an hour to 2 hours here or there and do that. And it's nice to just bop out to a course that's about 10 minutes from my house, so it's convenient. But I don't always want to dedicate 3.5, 4, 4.5 hours, whatever it might be, to play a full 18 holes. So I've been predominantly practicing short game and then practicing at home. My wife and I, we've got a nice farmhouse kind of out here west of Grand Rapids. And as a result, we're surrounded by field. So I can take advantage of that kind of pre-farming and then post-harvest. So I kind of treat it as my own little private driving range, which is a ton of fun. So I've got a couple of balls at home that I'll blast out into the field, and I'll just go shag them and then do it again. And sometimes I find them all. Sometimes I find most of them. Sometimes I find some of them. Kind of depends on how wet the mud is out there, how many I can get out when I'm kind of picking those back up. But I predominantly practice off the tee at the house. So I work a lot on my driver, because I don't know about you guys, but I kind of target both ends of the spectrum for practice. I like to work on off the tee, and then I like to work on around the greens. And the reason for that is I find those are the two areas that I personally need to work on the most in order to score well and score consistently. Because if I can't get off the tee, it's tough. If you can't get off the tee, you're not going to be in position to hit a green in regulation. You're not going to be in position to have a look at birdie. You're maybe chipping out, and you're just going to be giving away strokes. So getting off the tee is hugely important for me and for my game. And so if I can keep that driver kind of in that window of what I need it to be to hit fairways or to just be missing fairways, that's huge. And then obviously from there, I've always thankfully been a pretty good ball striker, and the iron game has always been there. So if I'm not working on driver or three wood, I'm working on my wedges and my putter. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to get out and hit some wedges, just because beyond chipping and putting, I need to work on those touch and feel shots, those 60, 70, 80, 90, 100-yard shots, the ones that kind of take the longest to dust the rust off of, you know? Dust the rust. Is that a thing? Do people dust rust? I think dust off the clubs, shake off the rust, it all just kind of comes together sometimes. But that's what we're going to do today, because that's where I'm lacking. When I played a few holes the other night, I had a couple of wedges from 90, 100 yards that I would make a swing, and I hit well, and watching it, staring it down, and it comes up 10, 15 yards short and catching the front of the green, stuff like that. And that's not what you need going into competition. You need to kind of tighten that up. And because that's what, I mean, granted, I know we're kind of early season and competition's been different, and we're all going to, everyone that's going to be out there playing is going to be kind of handicapped by the same COVID-19 parameters and stuff we've had to deal with. But I mean, you don't enter a tournament unless you're going out there to try and win. At least that's always been my mindset. And so I want to play well. I want to do the best that I can. And part of that process is preparing the best way that I can. So with 6 days left until competition, we're going to get out and we're going to dust the rust off. We're going to hit some balls. And right now I'm at this course called Moss Ridge, and we'll profile this one at another week, another pod. But it's a great track, and it's an old orchard that was a golf course was built on. And so it's really, really pretty out here. Lots of flowering trees, a couple of ponds that they put in that are really, really nice. And it's not a huge golf course. It's pretty short, but it's fun. Undulating, got some contours. The layout's nice, but kind of being out here in farm country, it is windy. So I'm sitting here looking at the flags on the range, and I'm going to be hitting a lot of shots into the wind and out of the right, it looks like, which is okay, because I can kind of grab a spot on the tee box here where maybe I'm not so much into the wind for some of these wedge shots, but we'll see. Either way, the tee box is very well maintained. There's tons of targets. I mean, shoot, there's got to be, golly, I got to think 12, 13, 14, some odd flags. They've got flags at 50, 75, 100, 125, 150, etc. And then on top of that, they've got target greens out there. So a great place to practice. So that's what we're going to do today. But I am going to go hit some balls. It's blue skies, sunshine. It's warm. And although it is windy, there's nobody else out here. So I'm going to go take advantage of a midday practice sesh and kind of get my grind on. So hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are staying safe, staying smart, and taking advantage of a nice holiday weekend, getting the boats out, getting the clubs out, doing whatever it is that you guys like to do to celebrate the Memorial Day holiday. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Stoked to get the first pod out, and thank you to all the listeners out there, and look forward to putting on another one next week. And next week we'll kind of follow up on what the West Michigan Am looked like, how that event went for me, and then I'll be dipping into a little bit for the Michigan Am qualifier I'll be playing in. So that's kind of what's to come. But again, thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys are having a good weekend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.